Parents and administrators from urban, suburban, and rural school districts are suing Pennsylvania for failing to ensure that all children receive a thorough and efficient education. As WHYY's Kevin McCurry reports, plaintiffs say the case hinges on failure to meet the state's own academic standards.
Superintendent Joe Bruni, who runs schools in the William Penn District in Delaware County, says his complaint about state education funding boils down to this basic truth.
The resources that we collect aren't adequate to maintain the level of education that the state of Pennsylvania expects from its students.
Bruni's district is one of six that joined parents suing to compel lawmakers to provide more education dollars and divide those dollars more equitably among Pennsylvania's 500 school districts. A similar suit was filed in the 1990s, but then the court ruled that there was no judicially measurable standard to decide exactly what the Pennsylvania Constitution means when mandating a thorough and efficient education.
What differs is that today we have measurable standards of what schools are supposed to teach and what students are supposed to learn.
Michael Churchill, staff attorney at the Public Interest Law Center of Philadelphia, helped organize the case. Until the state at least meets its own prescribed targets of having 70% of its students score proficient on reading tests and 73% proficient in math, it's clear to Churchill that the state is falling short. Currently, three-quarters of Pennsylvania's districts have at least one school that isn't making those grades. Jamela Miller's daughter attends one, Ardmore Avenue Elementary in the William Penn District. She joined the lawsuit in hopes of forcing change in time for her sixth grader to benefit.
If she waits another year, another 2 years, I mean, that's 2 years lost from her education that other students are receiving. By the time it's time for her to go to college, she'll be vastly behind.
The Corbett administration says education funding shouldn't be negotiated in the courts. Governor-elect Tom Wolf will become a defendant in the case when he takes the reins in January. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.